second parak of Erev and Mishnah Aleph. We are going to learn now a big chiddush in Hilchos Mechitzot. Till now we learned the Mechitzot have to be comprised of majority blocked off by Mechitzot with little breaks in the middle. The only time you can have majority that is open is if the breaks are less than 3 tefachos. Now, we're talking about something called Jumdin. Jumdin means that you have in the corners of the area which you're cordoning off, you have like L-shaped mechitzas, perpendicular mechitzas, each one only one amma wide. So basically, you're having in each corner one amma, and next to it, perpendicular to that, another amma. So that's in the northern side, you can have the northeast corner, you can have an amma by an amma, and the northwest you can have an amma by amma, and then also the southeast you can have an amma, and the southwest an amma. So basically what you're having on every side, only two ammas at the ends of that side. On the south you have two, on the east you can have one amma on each end, and on the north you can have one amma on each end. Now the chiddush over here is that even though the area is recognizable by the fact that it's defined by its corners that have these small mechitzas, but the majority of the area is open. I'm talking about you can have five amas in between each one. Even so, it helps midoraita, since all four corners are cordoned off. And in certain situations, Chachamim let us rely on this. So, oisim patam lid beiro ois. And you're talking about on the path, people have to go up to Yerushalayim or other places. Up to Yerushalayim, and on the way, they need to have water holes to feed their animals, to feed themselves. The way up to Yerushalayim was Rishus Rabin. The water hole was Rishus Yochid, because that we learned, if you have a hole deep in the ground, it's Rishus Yochid, if it's more than 4 by 4 Tvachim. So they would make this configuration around the water hole, so that's the way the area around the water hole will be also Rishus Yochid, and then you'll add your water from that and feed the animals in that area. That was a special kula that they did in there to throw for the animals of Oyla Gekolin. And it's made of these Arba Jumdim, like we said, four sets of these perpendicular one Amma by one Amma corners. Nivim Kishmoina, they're four units, but each unit is like an L, and you have a sum total of eight Ammas. That's the Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir Oymer, Shmoina Nivim Kishneimotza, Rabbi Meir says that it's not enough to have four, you have to have another Omud in between each one. In which, if we're looking at this area that's cordoned off, so if we look at each end, there's one Amma at the extreme, let's say on the southern side, on the west of the southern side and the east side of the southern side, there'll be one Amma, and then it'll be empty. In the middle of that empty area, you would have to add another one, according to Rabbi Meir. And Arba Jumdim, you have to explain what you need. You need the four ones in the corners. And Arba Pshutim, you need four simple ones that are one amma wide in the center. The idea behind this is because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make a break up to 13 and a third ammas in between the two corners. So you have one amma on each side and 13 and third ammas in the middle, you're right. If it's more than that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have to add something to break it. The Rabbi Meir holds you only might have up to 10 ammas in between them. So if you have more than 10 ammas in between them, we're talking about a person that has, let's say, 12 ammas in between them. According to Rabbi Meir, you can't leave the whole 12 ammas open. You have to put one amma in the middle to break it up to five and a half ammas on each side of that one in the middle. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could leave it as is, since it's less than 13 and a third. Yeah, Goyvim Asar Tvachim, the height is 10 Tvachim. The Reich von Shisha, and the width of each one of these pillars or these boards is 6 Tvachim, which is an amma. So Eichen Kolshu, the thickness is as thin as you want, as long as it won't flip around in the wind. Ubeinayim kimoli shnei revokas shel sholosh sholosh bokas ziv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the breach that you'll have, the empty area between them, is the amount of space for two units of three cattle, which lamaisa comes out to 10 amas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Arba Abba, which comes after 13 and the third Amma. This is just a way of getting to the numbers we mentioned before. Shuas Shel Mamutaris, these oxen are tied together and are open. Abbas Nechmeses, Bachas Yeses, set up in such a fashion that one's head is a little bit in front of the other's head. The bottom line is, these are just ways of saying that Rav Meir holds you're allowed to have a break up to 10 amas in between them, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to have a break up to 13 to 3rd amas. If it's more than those numbers, then you're going to have to put an amma of a solid wall in between the breach, and that way it breaks it up into two smaller halves.